community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Here we go. Big rapturous round of applause as the crowd go wild. I don't know why I said that. I just did.
So quieting down already, haven't I?
Now, you've brought in a big picture of your front page from tomorrow.
Yes, hot off the press.
The first person to see it again.
See, that's what we love. So, after last week, we had a chat. There's a huge, huge new restaurant opening up in Brentwood.
Yeah, yeah. Albert Roux, father of Michelle Roux Jr. Hmm. And brother of Michelle Roux.
I'm looking forward to this.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to open in Brentwood, and you know, it's great news that someone of such, you know, world class notoriety is chosen, little Brentwood as his place to open his latest restaurant, which is going to transform the town incredibly. On a smaller scale,
however,
this is a huge brand, but. I'm of mixed.
We're staying international, though, aren't we?
We are staying. We are moving last from week France. We said, bienvenue, Albert Roux. This week
This week, willkommen to the one and only
Lidl.
Lidl. See, now I've got mixed feelings about this. To be honest,
a little bit excited about it.
We're more than a little bit excited at the Gazette.
I've noticed. I mean, I've got friends that buy a lot of Lidl food, and they say it's fantastic. They say it's really,
well,
really good.
You know, my mum is pretty much the spokesperson for Aldi. She shops there, and every single time I go home, she sort of said, do you like that? What you're eating? Yes, it's okay. Well, it's from Aldi. You know, you can't knock it. And I was like, I probably could.
I probably could,
but I'm being polite.
I won't.
My mum's massively big on. I don't mean that, you know what I mean. She really likes Aldi. She's big into that. She thinks they're great value for money. We don't have a Lidl close to us in Margate, where my mum lives, and I suspect she would frequent it if it were down the road. Good news for people in Brentwood, and in actual fact. We did a kind of quick snap poll. So what that basically means is we didn't have enough time to do a proper poll.
So
we did a little what we call a snap poll. And we asked 20 people. And the reason why it was a snap poll is that we didn't really ask them. We asked them to give us a thumbs up, thumbs down, or a kind of in between sort of.
I would be
on the side.
I would be
in between. Well, 18 of our shoppers in the town centre yesterday decided it was a thumbs up, and they were pleased about it.
Really?
One thumbs down and one unsure. And I think it really just... I think what that really says is that it adds a new dimension, a different flavour to the Brentwood retail market. We have a Sainsbury's. Waitrose has been knocking on the door for the last 10 or so years.
Mini Tesco's down the road.
We're seemingly having a sort of an epidemic of Tesco breaking out in pubs near you. And you know, they're obviously very popular. I think Tesco are sort of like moving away from the bigger stores now because they're just not. They don't seem to fit with modern society.
No, that's right.
Lidl have increased their market share now in the UK. I mean, they're still you know, small players really when you consider the sort of the big four.
Financially, they're doing very well.
They're doing very well, up 17.3%, I think.
So you can't knock that in this day and age because we've just been through a recession.
And absolutely.
We've just started to come out the other side of it.
When you've got a supermarket that is offering fresh grocery, you know, fresh fruit and veg at, you know, really good prices.
Yeah.
You can't really complain about that. And I think most people, when after having gone to a Lidl or an Aldi, generally come away with a sort of like, that was all right actually. Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I probably would, you know, pop in.
But where this is what gets me about this Lidl and Aldi outbreak.
Mm.
You see the most unusual items as you're walking round next to the current buns.
Exactly.
You're walking, I mean, we had a little chat off air, didn't we? Yeah. You walk through and you see a sump for a Mark II 1964 Cortina and you go, where the hell?
Exactly.
Who's? And there are 18 of them, £2 each. Mm. And you just go, I'll have one of them just in case I get one.
Very strange, you know, you sort of wonder if they... you know, they sort of, some lorries get confused and back up into Lidl and go, oh, we'll have it, we'll take it anyway. No, just I'll stick it down next to the bananas, they'll be fine. Chuck it in there, great.
It does seem very, but it seems to work because they sell. I remember seeing an advert for I think it was a Lidl, I'm not sure. This was years ago when I was working at another radio station, and I've been into computers for quite a few years, and I looked at this advert, and it's you know, computer is like £220. All right, let's have a look what's in that. And I look through what's in it, and you go, I couldn't build that for that.
Mm.
You couldn't build it. It was almost dirt cheap considering what you got for your money.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, these days when you buy a laptop and you kind of, well, unless you pay a lot of money, you say you pay about £400 for a laptop or something, you probably get about 5-6 years out of it before it starts to go. It's so painfully slow. You just time for a new one. But you know, if you're paying £220 and you get 3 years, you may end up getting more out of it. But
just some of the stuff in there is just amazing. A friend of mine buys all of his food in there. He lives on his own. Mm-hmm. Buys all of his food in there.
We used to have. They're all closed down now, but Netto used to be around. Did you ever have Nettos up this way? Well, this was when I was growing up in Kent. There was this Scandinavian for value was its catchphrase. It was sort of yellow and black with a little dog carrying a carrier bag as its logo. But there were a few of them dotted around. You know, you go in there and you sort of, when you see a sort of can of beans for like 8p, you sort of think, okay, well, you know.
Let's have a go.
Beans are beans. I don't know. We take more risks having a cigarette every day as I tend to.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I think ultimately it's good news. I think people in Brentwood have reacted in the way that we expected they would do. One of the classic sort of criticisms of newspapers is that they peddle bad news in order to sell papers. I'm interested to see how this current, well, tomorrow's front page and last week's about Albert Roux actually, you know, do with readers. Now the online, the story about the Albert Roux's new restaurant did incredibly. I mean, you know,
really?
Thousands and thousands of people looking at that. Arguably, they weren't all from Brentwood, but there was an interest. I think it'll be interesting to see how we go. But I think new supermarket coming to town, interesting news.
Yeah.
Quite good news, I think, for Brentwood. Certainly is that it. Certainly in that it adds. It'll do something with Waits Way, which is you know, there's quite a few vacant. Units down there anyway, so it's something new. It means jobs, means variety.
There's quite a bit of snobbery going on with supermarkets. Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
I know someone that would go and get a Waitrose carrier bag, for example, and then nip into Lidl quick, put it in the carrier bag, and come out again.
I can quite believe it. Well, there was a recent survey that said 46% of shoppers now will do two shops. So they'll go to Aldi or Lidl for sort of the staple bits and pieces, and then they'll go for some luxury items. Let's say they've got family coming over or some guests on the weekend. We'll go to Waitrose for certain other bits. So there's that kind of like two stop shop sort of approach. Someone actually said, oh, you know, much rather see a Waitrose. But there is a bit of snobbery around what supermarket you go to. But at the end of the day, you can't really argue with price.
Well, no, you can't, to be honest with you. And the food is so cheap. It is so cheap. And I've tasted through my friend who's cooked me some bits and pieces. I can't tell the difference.
Exactly. You know, it's like my mum says about Aldi. You know, it's like, it's kind of international food that you wouldn't necessarily find in the likes of Sainsbury's and Tesco. I think for that reason, it's sold cheaper. My mum says, "Oh, look at this! You see, this says high quality. You couldn't find this in Sainsbury's." And I sort of say, "Well, there's probably a reason for that." But no, I don't want to slag off Lidl, because I think actually what they're going to add to Brentwood is going to be it will ultimately be a good thing. Just should add that while Lidl, the supermarket chain, have bought the actual area, the plans are not in, so they're not subject, you know, they haven't even been looked at yet. And as part of the Brent Borough Council's local development plan, there's a certain amount of houses that have to be built and flats
and apartments.
This site was actually earmarked for a certain number. You remember when Waitrose were looking at it, I think there were some designs were drawn up, and I think all three one or two of them contain houses, so I think, you know, there may be an element of this, if not here, that there might have to be a give somewhere for some houses somewhere else, because as I say, Brentwood's got a quota of houses that it needs to hit.
I think
this is one of the sites that the council had actually earmarked, so little great news, but I mean there will be a sort of some collateral with it potentially. But at the moment, you know, good news. I think
it's good news personally. I'm not, I'm a bit of a snob. I'm a bit snobby, to be honest with you.
No.
How can you be snobby with an accent like this? I know you're thinking it. But I was a little bit snobby about the pound shop.
It's the cufflinks.
Yeah. The top hat. I was a bit snobby about the pound shop, and then I went in there, and I can't stop going in there now, to be honest with you.
Exactly.
So it does draw you in, especially in these day and age when money's a little bit tighter than it was before, and you just think, well, you know, I just want it to do this little job, so you just go in.
I think Poundland's great. I mean, you can never have too many coat hangers. I seem to be running out of them constantly, and I thought, they end up in my girlfriend's in her wardrobe with her ever increasing collection of clothes. Finding my bits and pieces sort of folded, and the sort of, hang on, I tend to like to hang my shirts up. Oh well. Poundland does me well for coat hangers. But yeah, it's one of those places that you kind of, every time you go in there, it's a bit of an exploration.
So it is an adventure.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, what are we going to find? Oh, you get all those and you go around, don't you? Oh, look.
Yeah, exactly. And we all, you know, we all like everyone likes to get a good deal.
They do. Everyone likes to get a good deal. I think it's a good idea. I think they're going to do really well in Brentwood. I really do.
Great.
Right. Well, boys, thank you very much for coming in this afternoon. Going to come back again next week?
Absolutely.
Tell us some more gossip next week then.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.